Today's daf maseches Bava Kama, daf tzadik dal. The Torah law when it comes to robbery is that the ganav, person who stole, is required to return the stolen item to its owners. That's what the Torah says in Vayikra Perakei Pasukav Gimel. Veheishiv is as hagzela asher gazal. It's quoted on Amud Beis in today's daf. That's the concept that a person has to return the stolen item. Our daf and the commentaries of Rishonim and Tosfos discuss a concept called Takanat Hashavim, which is about how a person who steals does teshuva for their crime. A particular conversation on Adaf is about the requirement to return a stolen item even after it has been altered, it has been changed. Our perek opened in the Mishnah with the concept of Shinoi Kone, a person steals something and makes a change to it. And Rabbi Yochanan on Adaf tells a story about a man who lived in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. This man wanted to do teshuva, he wanted to repent and fix his ways after being a thief for many, many years. And he probably owed a lot of money and he stole from a lot of different people. His wife says, "You're not going to be able to do it. Even the belt that's holding up your pants, you'd have to return if you tried to do teshuva." So he refrained, and did not end up doing teshuva. Because of this, the rabbis instituted that one should not accept back the stolen items if the thief tries to return them. Bottom line, look in Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishvat Shin Samach Vav Aleph, stolen item is in the person's possession, he is required to return it. But if it isn't in the person's possession and he wants to pay money for the value of the item, the impacted party, the person who was stolen from, the nigzal, should not request it or receive it if it is kind of forced on him to receive it. As Chazal here, we're concerned that if he has to give back so much money, as we saw in the story, he actually won't do teshuvah, he won't fix his ways, and he'll just end up returning to his old ways of stealing. Even if the thief insists, we say to him, "No, you shouldn't pay," to motivate him to actually try to change. And this is even with the reality that he hasn't fixed his action while he holds on to the stolen goods. So if the impacted party insists by taking the thief to court, then we have no choice. Then the courts have to force the gazlan, the thief, to pay even though he won't end up doing teshuva. This concept of takanat shavim is very powerful, because if we would do teshuva and stop stealing, the person, he'd be considered a Baal Teshuvah. He'd considered that he's done Teshuvah, even though he actually didn't return the item. So it's not a full-fledged fixing of the situation, but at least he himself is now changing his ways. He's now on a path to a better life, a better set of actions, and a better set of decisions. So it's a big lesson in the sugya, in this whole discussion of how to recover a person, how to recover from sins, from sinning, from addiction, from negative behaviors. Schmitz quotes very important advice in the name of the Gedolei Yisrael, in the name of many great Rabbanim of the generation, in his Alon Mishpatei Torah, Gilion 138. He says as follows, "She'it'almu bitkufa rishona," when the person is going through the process of teshuvah, in the first instance, they should sort of ignore the fact that they've done these things. Not ignore them, but not mention them specifically. Mechete avar kalil shafil lo yitvadu alehem. They shouldn't even do a vidui. Shouldn't do a confession of them. Kedei shelo teshaber rucham yimanu milachzor b'tshuva. Because we're afraid that by mentioning it, the person's going to end up actually feeling terrible. They're going to have that guilt. They're going to have that shame. All those bad feelings of what they did are going to come up again. And then they're going to get stopped in their tracks and not actually continue with the process of doing teshuva. B'shlava rishon yatmidu ach v'rak basiyah chiyuvit shakiyu mitzvot l'fiyu chotam. The thing that they should really focus on is doing the positive. Do some positive acts. Do some mitzvot as much as they can. V'shachol l'kabel otzum rak mitzvah achad. Even one mitzvah doing it. Shezeh begeder minneg yishol she'achilim zeh. Do that and do it consistently. Kai malan. Shemitzah gorer mitzvah. Of course, we know you do one positive action, it leads to another mitzvah. It might take time till you get to that second point. That once a person has gone through this process of the positive and bringing mitzvah into life, and now getting back to a good place, then he feels strong, he feels confident, he can start to mention things that he did wrong. So as we build ourselves spiritually, we need to focus on creating positive momentum. We have to deal with the hard stuff, but the recommendation of our rabbis is to deal with the hard stuff over time, not to bring it up all at the beginning. That's a helpful approach and realistic and sustainable path of teshuva.